In the studios today, we have Elena Aldia. Welcome to the French program. Hi.
Thank you. Hi. Bonjour.
Bonjour. So you're singing in French.
Yes, I am.
That's a passion for you, the French music?
Yes.
You're not that old, but since very, very little.
You're very kind. I mean, I am Australian, but I'm very passionate about French music. I love singing in French. I have actually, for a really long time. And I spent some time living in France. And that's where that really ignited my love for French music. It was everywhere.
Okay.
So I really, really enjoy it.
What kind of music we're talking about?
Oh, everything. You know, like classics like Piaf, Moustaki, Aznavour, and then, you know, more modern things, more modern pop, you know, Pascal Obispo, Johnny Hallyday as well, you know, so everything.
Zaz,
of course. Yes. Yeah.
Do you find the people in Australia are in love with French music generally? Have you ever found anyone that didn't like France and the French culture?
No, I think everyone is. And I think even when people don't necessarily understand the words and what you're singing about, even when you're singing in French, even if they don't understand, they understand the emotion behind it. Because I've sung in French for audiences that both speak French and don't speak French. And even the ones that don't, they say, I have no idea what you said, but it was beautiful. And I understood, I felt the passion, you know, I felt the emotion that you were trying to convey.
Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily true for any other languages.
Not necessarily. I mean,
Italian, I don't know.
Maybe Italian, maybe Spanish a bit. But I think, you know, French is a very romantic language. And it's very passionate. It's very emotional, and I think that comes across in the music.
So you've been singing since you were a little girl?
Yes, since forever. Yes.
Do you find that the public is quite, in terms of getting gigs and getting through the door into the industry, is it easier than you thought? Is it more complicated than you thought? Is technology helping you?
I think... technology, yes, it does help these days. I think it's difficult in the sense because I'm an independent artist, which means I'm not with a record label and I don't have the record label resources and backing and advertising everything behind me. So it's difficult in the sense that I don't have a lot of resources at my disposal. But at the same time, in a sense, it's easier because of technology and I'm able to connect with my fans in a way that, say, you know, maybe 30 years ago you wouldn't be able to as an artist. You had to be with a record label. So I think it's both more difficult and then somewhat easier as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've just released an album and there's a video that's just been released as well.
Yes.
How much hard work was it to get this album together?
Oh, this was like my first child. So I put everything into it. I put all my love, I put all my passion, all my emotion went into this CD. And being an independent artist, like I said, it's very difficult without a lot of resources. But I raised the money to make this CD through a very successful crowdfunding campaign. And I raised over $10,000 to make the CD, which otherwise would have been nearly impossible for me to do. So
that's what technology is helping you.
Yes, that's right.
Things like Kickstarter or Possible. That
yes, that's
thing.
Right. Yeah, it was Possible. So it was fantastic. And it's a great way also to connect with fans. And I was able to advertise my CD before it even came out. So I already had a larger fan base when the CD came out. Everyone was really excited about it.
It's more than just a money raising exercise. It's also a marketing tool.
It is. Oh, definitely. Yes, most definitely. I found that it brought me closer to my fans. I started like a conversation with them and with people around the world. You know, I had people from, you know, Australia, from France, from Vietnam, from Russia, everywhere contributing. And I was able to talk to them, you know, to open a conversation with them, which is great.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Concert coming up, you've got the Bastille Day French Festival.
Yes, I'm very excited on the 16th of July at the State Library here in Melbourne. Very excited about that one.
Singing in French?
Of course, bien sûr.
Of course. Because your album, Strong, is not in French.
Strong is in English. There are a few French words here and there, but I am actually planning to release a French CD, which will have all the songs from Strong in French, as well as some of my favourite French songs, some classics and others that you probably will know.
Okay. What can we wish you for the second part of the year?
For the second part of the year, I will be going on tour with my CD Strong. So details about that will be on my website soon, www.alana-aldia.com. And I will be focusing on working on the French CD for the second half of the year, which is very exciting.
Okay, cool. It was really good to have you in the program today.
Thank you very much for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
No problem. We'll play a song from Strong right now. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Control.